I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose calls up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. My Emmanuel, You are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere You won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, You are with me. If I ascend up to heaven, or make my bed below, I know Your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was formed, You already knew my days. Lord, I have no secrets. You know every path I take. My Emmanuel, You are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere You won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above, the darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings up the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. How precious are your thoughts, Lord, you're always of me, more in number than the sand of the sea. Oh, my Emmanuel, you are with me, oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings off the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above, the darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings off the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. How precious are your thoughts, O God, you're always of me, more in number than the sand, my Emmanuel. You are with me, oh Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me.
Glory awaits me
in heaven's bright city. When I'll get there, such sights I'll behold. A million scenes of beauty will be there, and I'll view them. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion, oh streets of gold. Angels choir singing God's praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing. Happy faces are glowing. May the splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angels choir
sing God's praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing. Happy faces are glowing. Mid the splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. Till Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all.
The family is preparing for a wedding. All have been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for the signal. When the groom says, rise, my children, come on in. Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that waiting music that I hear? Zion will rise to leave this land of sorrow. For that ceremony in the air, the Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Zion will rise to lead this land of sorrow. For that ceremony in the air, the Father then will lead us to the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride is born and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon be in. And the evening when the camel train comes in. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. I want to read something here. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require of thy hand. Yet if he warn that wicked and he turn from his ways, wickedness, nor yet if you warn the wicked and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. I'll read it in a different translation here. Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman. God gave him his orders, if we liked it or not. Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. Wherever you hear a word from my mouth, you must give them a warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you will certainly die, and you do not warn him, you do not speak out to warn the wicked to turn from his wicked deed and wicked lifestyle so that he may live, that wicked person will die for his iniquity, but I will hold you accountable for his death. But as for you, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wicked deed and from his wicked lifestyle, he will die for his iniquity, but you will have saved your own life. That's a commission that God gave to Ezekiel. And we, each one of us, have a commission from the Lord. And that happens to be back in the day. Happened to be my commission. I was just barely... The Lord just saved me maybe sometime in February, March, and then 2-3 months later, he gave me my commission. I've told you before, that's the Spirit of the living God gave me that commission. As my dad was up there preaching the thing there, and the words, they came right into my heart. And I knew, I tried to get away from these words. I tried to get away. They were like a flood, a living water. A living river was coming towards me, and I knew that was my commission. Son of man, I have set you as a watchman over that Hutterite nation, whether you like it or not, and I'm going to show you some things, and if you don't go warn them, then I'm going to hold you accountable for their things. But if you go warn them, then you're free, and you're it's on their head. It's not on your head. You don't have to worry, as long as you go warn. And if you don't warn them, I'm going to hold you accountable. And that's exactly what happened when the Lord saved me back there. And then he gave me my commission. And then about 3 months after he gave me my commission, he gave me a vision. He allowed me to see this young, they weren't married yet. They were just having a whatever. You know how it is in the colony. And That's how I'm having sex. Right there. Right the division. Like just three, four houses down. Down. And that thing, the Lord came to me. Now I want you to go warn him. Just go warn him about it, and then you're free. If you don't warn him, I'm going to hold you accountable for what they did. Well, man, a living. I didn't know how am I going to get out of it. Man, all that curse, all that wickedness, all that stuff was on me, and I'm going to be held accountable if I don't go warn him. So, of course, what I did, there's only one way I could get rid of this guilt, this horrible thing that I couldn't sleep at night. And then I went, first of all, I went to warn her. I saw you having sex yesterday, and I'm coming to warn you. You need to change your ways. You need to acknowledge it. Then I went to him and told him the same thing. That's exactly what I did. And, man, he got furious, and he got mad, and he threatened to go to the authorities and to report me from the authorities. And I just, man, Olivia, what's going on here? I'm trying to just get rid of this guilt that's on me now. If I don't warn you, I'm going to be held accountable. All I want to do is get rid of this guilt. Because the Lord told me, I'm going to hold you accountable if you don't warn. So, of course, all I did was go warn, and then I was free of it. But see what he did. He said he threatened me to go to the authorities and deny the whole thing ever happened and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, it was just like back in the days of Peter when he walked on water and Jesus said to him, come, and then he saw a wave, and then he collapsed and he sank. And that's exactly what happened to me. He threatened me, and I saw this big wave all of a sudden. I imagine, man, I'll live him. What if he goes to the authority? It's just my word against their two. I don't have a prayer. I don't have a chance. How am I going to prove it? Well, so that wave came, and of course I collapsed under that wave, and I more or less denied that this whole thing. But the fact of the matter is, it was true, and they knew it was true, but they went and denied that whole thing, and then I just told it to them. I didn't tell it to nobody else. I just told it to them, and then they broadcasted it everywhere. They just told I attempted to rape her, and that's their lift for 45 years until they died here some time back. But see, what happened is the Lord was preparing me for something, and just like he did Ezekiel here. But Ezekiel, he didn't cower. He was not intimidated by these people, because he said, I made your, don't be worried about what they'll do to you. I made your forehead a lot stronger than theirs. But see here, I cowered, and I think what happened then, I just seen it this morning when I got out of bed. I just seen, why do people don't believe us? Why don't they believe us? Because see, back then I messed up, and I messed up big time because I allowed them to intimidate me. I wonder sometimes, what would have happened if I'd allowed him to just go take me to the authorities if you want. Who cares? But I saw you having sex, and that I'm telling you just to get rid of it. I don't care what you do, but I got to get rid of it. I got to come and warn you, because the Lord has given me a commission. If I don't warn you, God's going to hold me accountable for what you guys did. And then, like I say, they denied the whole thing until they died, because it says here, if he repents, and you warn him, if he goes on to say, if he changes his ways and comes clean, then everybody's free. Yeah. But if he doesn't acknowledge it, at least I'm free, and then he's going to die in his sin. That's what happened here. A few years they died, and for 45 years they carried that guilt on them, and they just did exactly what they did back in Ezekiel's hour. They never repented, they never acknowledged it. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm on is, like this morning when I got out of bed, I was wondering, why don't they listen to us? Why don't they hear us? And the Lord gave it to me in a nutshell, because back then I messed up because I accused him, and then I backed up, and then what happens then, the devil takes over, and then I would go out and accuse people for something that they didn't do. Mm-hmm. See what happens. See, if you allow yourself to be intimidated like I did. I allow myself to be intimidated because he threatened me. I'm going to go to the authorities, and you'll be in prison, and you'll be locked up and all that stuff. Attempting to rape her, like I see. It was my word against his. And then I've been wondering for days, and why come people don't listen to us? And that's exactly why they don't listen, because they all know about that episode. And they all know that I went around accusing people for something that they didn't do, because they know that, like I said, the devil got a hold of me, and then for about 12, 15 years, he convinced me, and I went to accuse people of something that they didn't do. But I didn't realize it until this morning. That's why I'm ineffective. That's why they chill out. That's why because the devil, what he does, he reminds them. He can't stop me now. But anyway, that's what I saw this morning when I got up. That's why I'm ineffective. That's why because they know all about that. The people that know me, the people that I grew up with, they know all about this episode. And they know that for the longest time there, I did some things that I thought was really serving the devil without knowing it.
Well, that's one of the things that somebody told me right out of when I left the colony. They told me about stuff that you had done. And then I was kind of confused. I said, I don't know. That's not the same I know. You see, that's in the hearts of people, in the minds of people. And then they tell people that, and then they kind of pass it on to another person, in a negative way.
And pretty soon the whole country is full of these, did I mess up for 12 years, but that's what I saw this morning when I got out of bed, so I thought, well, I should maybe just mention it, because that's why the devil gets in their mind, and he reminds them of that episode, because he there for 12 years, he had me working for him. I thought it's the Lord and no, it's the devil. And, that's just the way it is. And now these people, they know about that. And then the devil reminds them because that's why I'm so not effective. That's why they don't believe what you're saying. But anyway, that's what I saw this morning. So I thought I'll just address it because there's a lot of truth in what I'm saying. But at the same time, there's a devil there, like just I said about Peter. That wave came and he started sinking. Here, that guy threatened me, he's going to go to the tort. All of a sudden, I saw that big wave. I saw myself sitting in the prison just because, like I say, it's two against one. Well, who are they going to believe? Well, whatever. But anyway, that's what I thought we'll talk about today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, for having anything to do with us, Lord. We just pray you'll just continue to do with us as you see fit. Lord, I give you thanks that you reminded me of this episode and I'd have to deal with it. I don't like to talk about it, Lord, but you've allowed me to see it this morning when I got up, and Lord, I have to put that to sleep, put that to rest, Lord. But then, and it all, Lord, I just pray it'll be glorified in you. And people will begin to understand, Lord, what we're saying here is now exactly 100% the truth. Just because I messed up back there, that doesn't give people a right to throw everything out there, Lord. We just pray you just continue to do with us as you see fit. Forgive us of our shortcomings and our mess ups, Lord. Everything we do that is not giving honor to you, Lord. We just ask things in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's
the truth. When I got up this morning, the Lord reminded me in a split second, I saw why we're ineffective because the devil gets in their head and he reminds them of that. He reminds them of this episode because he tripped me up. Because I tell you what, the devil can talk to you too. The devil can give you dreams. And you're convinced it's right. You're actually more convinced that it's right. Like my daughter, she had this dream that she saw you and I having sex. Well, we never had sex. We're not interested in that sex thing. And she had that dream that she saw us having sex. And she's convinced. She even told me about it. And she's convinced it's right. And she won't even talk to me because she's so convinced that it's right. And then that Randy, he sends me an email. You guys are going to have to apologize to the whole world on your website because you're living in sin. You're living in sex. You're having sex. And he's convinced, you know. The devil gets in their head, and they're convinced. And I bump into these episodes and these people. And here I'm wondering, like I've been wondering for days, Lord, how come we're not affected? Well, the devil gets in their head and he convinces them that this is a sex cafe. They see you and they see you and I. They see you as a town prostitute. And they see me as somebody that messed up back there. That's how the devil has them convinced. And they believe that lie. See, at the end of the day, it's all about believing a lie and believing a truth. We're telling people the truth. That's exactly what happened back then. The Lord gave me my commission. Son of man, I have set you as a watchman over the house of the Hutterite nation. I'm not making this up. I'm not taking that thing to myself unless the Lord gives it to you. And then see, the Lord knew that's going to happen. But what he did, what happened then, for 15 years, I put my roots down. And I didn't know what was going on. And then here in the early 90s, the Lord moved on me to go up and bell that cat and go up against that Hutterite system. But see, now my roots are down. Now I'm going to use a little bit of wisdom. I'm going to sit back. And he told me to go and warn that J.K. guy, these lawsuits that he's bringing out in the Hutterite colony, how he's suing one colony against another, which is completely against the scripture. Well, this time I'm sitting back and I'm watching that. If I go down to that J.K. guy and tell him that he's doing what he's not to do it, well, you think he'll listen to me? But see what I did? Now I use wisdom. I've stepped back. How am I going to do that? So what I did, I went to my father-in-law. He was that great, it was J.K.'s hatchet man. I said, Mike, you need to stop that J. Kleinsauser from these lawsuits. See, what is going to happen, he's going to destroy you if you don't tell him, and he's going to destroy himself, and he's going to destroy the whole Hutterite church with these lawsuits that took him to court on it. And he I agree with you 100%. He said, I'm with you. He ought not to listen, but he ought not to sue the colonies. He agreed with me. But, he said, G. Kleinsauser built a shop, and we're going to support him no matter what. Well, that was the end of that. So he's not going to do it, but at least I used wisdom about it. And I told him to go do it because he's not going to listen to me anyway. When I didn't, he didn't listen to me either. And then as time went on, they had these lawsuits and they went to the courts. And eventually there was that split that did exactly what happened. He destroyed himself. Eventually he died from cancer. And that J.K., he never repented. He got that split in the church. But see, this time, I'm not backing down because he came into my house and he told me to recant. If you don't recant as of tomorrow morning, you don't take all that stuff back, and then we're going to, you got no wife, you got no children, you're going to be terminated, you don't even have a name. See, now I got my roots down. No matter how much intimidation he had, how much fear monger, I said, you'll only do what the Lord allows you to do. But see, what I'm trying to say here, I'm not making excuses for myself. But see what happens, I got my roots down. Now nothing is going to move me when the Lord has a commission. When he tells me to go up and bell that cat, I'm going to go up and bell that cat. And no matter what they throw at me, and here I found out this morning that that's what the devil tries to make you incapable or irrelevant. He tries to intimidate you and fearmonger you so that you're going to recant. And that's been my battle. If you recant, you're going to have to recant and take everything back. And that's why they come in here to take you back to the compound, you know. But see, I got to stick my ground because I know by now nothing is going to intimidate me. Nothing is going to fearmonger me because I have a job to do. I have a commission from the Lord. That's what I'm doing. And I'm not compromising. That's what I'm trying to say. And
it's actually sad that not more people stood up against that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest question to me. Like, why did not more people stand up take a stand against that corruption, that what was wrong, instead of just letting it be? You know, that's the really sad part of it all, that people do not have a voice.
And no backbone.
Uh-huh. Where are people's voices? Like, are they so scared, like fear-mongered, that they can't speak? That's very bad. When you will look at a system of religion like that, that people are so paralyzed that they can't even step up and say the truth.
That's exactly what I did. I wanted that, the people that I thought had a little backbone, that kind of voice or opinion. I knew they didn't agree with it. So I went to that letter from Delta. I went to my Madamana bookshop, and I talked to him about it. I said, Leonard, why don't you step up to the plate? You know the things that J.K. is doing is so corrupt. Tomorrow, next week, we're going to all have communion, and we're going to agree. That means we're agreeing with all his corruption. Why don't you step up to the plate and stop that guy? Well, if I say anything, I found out later on, he just got a word from my father-in-law. His brother, that Sam, used to be bald there. You tell your brother Leonard, if he keeps on talking the way he's talking, we're going to come down and we're going to take his position away from him. And see, he was intimidated by my father-in-law with his fear-mongering, and he didn't say nothing. And I went to tell him, why didn't you step up to the plate? Well, he ain't going to do it because he's afraid he's going to lose his position. And see, then I went to that John from Gemselli over here. And I told him, John, well, how can you take that? In a few days we'll have communion, and you're meeting when you take communion with all that corruption, all these lawsuits and all that's going on in the colony, you don't step up to the plate. Well, if I say anything, then he's going to come here and disconnect me and take away my position. I says, so big deal if he takes away your position. The worst he can do is chase you into Eli. Well, this is exactly what he said. Well, if I lose my position, then the James Valley Colony will go broke. Like everything depends on him. That's exactly what he said. And today he's got Alzheimer's. A few years later, he got this Alzheimer's disease. Simply because they refuse to step up to the plate. And like you were saying, why don't they step up to the plate? Well, they're fear-mongered. You got threatened with, you're going to lose your position. Just like I got threatened way back there when the Lord gave me my commission, first off. And I allowed myself to be intimidated. But see, now I got my roots down. There's nothing, absolutely no devil in hell that can intimidate me or fear-monger me like they did that, like that Leonard allowed himself to be fear-mongered, and then he didn't step up to the plate, and then he got that, that same thing happened to that John from Gentrelli here. And then what the Lord did, I had to step up to the plate, and I figured I got to do something. If I don't do it, that whole colony will go thing. And then, like I keep saying over and over again, the Lord got me to go to this prayer meeting, and I knew when I go to that prayer meeting, I might as well commit Hutterite suicide. I'm done. I don't have a prayer ever getting back into the colony if I'm going to be found out about going to this prayer meeting. So I went to this prayer meeting, and I told him I got a burden on my heart. I told him about that J.K., and I said, I read some scripture. If two of you agree, God will do it for us. We're going to agree here today that we're going to disconnect that. We're going to clip his wings. That's exactly what it is. So we prayed, and the Lord heard me, and he started going on work, and he began to be work, and he worked on that Gibb guy to make a book about all this corruption, all that J.K. corruption. The book is still out there today. I had one here, and I read it, and there's so much stuff in there, his checks and all. See what God now is doing, because I was willing to step up to the plate. I was willing to do like Esther. If I die, I die. That's okay. But I had to lose everything overnight simply because I stood up to the plate and I decided I'm going to bell that cat. I don't care what they do to me. And to this day, they want me to recant. They want me to apologize. They want me to go back on the compound and continue in their cesspool. But see, I got my roots down now. The Lord knew that way back there when he gave me my commission. Damn, I'm going to have to train you to get your roots down, because up the road there's coming something again that you, if you allow yourself to be intimidated, you're going to be crippled. So what I did for the next 20 years after that episode with these two people that saw committing adultery, I put my roots down. Like I say, God knew I'm going to need something to stabilize me. And I said to you, now there was my father-in-law trying to intimidate me, trying to fear-monger me. If you don't recant, you got nothing. Well, I was strong enough to hold on to that. But there was times I was kind of wavering, but then the Lord came on the scene and he let me know, do not compromise. See, that's what the devil wants you to do. Wants you to compromise. Wants you to come and apologize. Wants to come and tell these people that they're right and I'm wrong. But that never happened because now I got my roots down and I'm just saying it the way it is. God has called you and I now, brought you on board, and now all we're doing, we're warning the 100 nations of what's coming. And we're telling them the truth, and all they gotta do now is come and accept what we're telling them here. Like I said, it's morning. That's why I saw this morning. That's why we're ineffective, because the devil comes and he tells them about this episode. Of course I messed up for 15, 20 years. Of course I did some things and that I ought to have done. But see, the thing of it is, it helped me to put my roots down. If that episode ever comes, I'm gonna be uncompromising. That's why that Joe from Cyprus came in here, tried to get me to compromise, just when I was sick unto that. See, the devil, he never gets up, he never gives up, because if I as much as compromise, then everything that I've ever fought for, everything that I've ever stood for, is all obsolete. Mm-hmm. It's got no meaning or nothing. That's why we're under such tremendous attack. That's why you got that phone call the other day, that phone call from hell. I called, the devil was trying to lure you back, because if I go back and acknowledge it and take on that Auschwitz garbage, then that makes everything that I ever said, everything that I ever fought for, mm-hmm. is ineffective. Mm-hmm. It just puts the feather in their hat, and I'm left with nothing. Mm-hmm. See, we're fighting, we're standing for truth, because we have no other option. I don't want their filth on my thing, because back in the days of Ezekiel, if you do not warn them, I'm gonna hold you accountable, whether you like it or not. And the only way you can get rid of it, you just go and warn them. That's all we did. That's what they did. That's what I went to my father-in-law, not warn him what's gonna happen. You're gonna destroy yourself. You're gonna destroy, JK is gonna be destroyed, and it's gonna destroy the Hutterite Church. That's exactly what happened. And that's what we're doing here. Like, I want to address this. I won't talk about this because I don't like to talk about it. But this morning when I got up, I saw that whole episode simply because back then I messed up, and for about 10, 15 years I put my roots down, and that's the way the devil does, that's, you know. Right. If you can get people to remind people of that episode, then...
And it's pretty sad, though, that when nobody else stood up at a time when it was time to stand up. Like now they have this book out and they have all the evidence and the letters and the documentation of what happened between those two, like with JK and all the corruption that he was into. Now they came out with this book. But, you know, like I told this one lady, I said, you know, that book is incomplete, because before all this here now is just written documentation of actually what Sam exposed back in the day, and he was willing to lose his life and everything and to expose it. And now they're just coming out and writing a book. But the real chapter is not in that book, of what actually exposed it, of who actually stood up to the plate and exposed that corruption that was in there, and that's Sam. See, that's the part that they don't want to hear, because because they realize how actually they all these years they stood by and watched it and said nothing, because they were not willing to pay the price of what it takes to stand up at the time when it is going to cost you something. Mm-hmm. After that, it didn't cost them anything. They split up, and they're still preaching away there and in their deceptive mode. But when it was the time to expose it, there was a price to pay. Mm-hmm. And that price they did not want to pay.
Exactly right. And that what happened in that episode, that Joe Whip from South Dakota, who was the elder down there, he had an open heart surgery. And the Lord came to him, just drawn out that, when that Geb wrote that book, and he told him, I want you to go back and clean up that JK mess. And then him and that other guy, he came up and they were like soldiers. They stood and they cut that they stood up to the plate and they did exactly because I was willing to put my life on the line, just like Queen Esther. If I die, I die. And no matter what these people will do to you, you're just going to stand your ground because there's a whole nation of people here involved, and the people are just sweeping it under the rug, pretend nothing is happening. And then, like I say, God put that Joe Whip from South Dakota. You can all go back and you can get into the history how he had open heart surgery, and in the meantime, the Lord took him over and he told him, "You best go back and clean up that mess." Mm-hmm. And that's what he did, and he did it firmly and certain. At the end of the day, there was that split because, you know, somebody has to give. And then my father-in-law, he was his henchman. He forced him to take a consensus and take a vote, and thereby that Hutterite split came in. All of a sudden, you got the Gibbs and the Oilers. And you got to say, simply because he didn't listen to me when I told him, you're the man that can stop him from these lawsuits. Because what's going to happen, it's going to destroy the church. And that's what happened a year later. Like I say, the Lord took it right after I was at that prayer meeting. The Lord went to work because he saw somebody that was willing to put his life on the line. And here to this day, like I say, like you were saying, they didn't want to step up to the plate because they looked at it and they saw what it's going to cost. Well, no big deal. I told that John from Jim's Valley, so what? The worst he can do, he can't kill you. All he can do is chase you into Eli and disconnect you from your position. Well, if I get disconnected, if I get terminated, then the colony will go broke. Well, the colony doesn't need you to continue on. There's other people there. Now he's paralyzed. He can't do nothing, and the colony is still flourishing. See, that's a penalty that they have to pay because they didn't step up to the plate when the time was to step up to the plate. And we're just bringing all this out here because this morning when I got up, the Lord reminded me of all that stuff. And like I say, for 15, 20 years, I was really working for the devil and didn't even know it. Then back in the early 90s, the Lord got a hold of me, came into my room and told Sam, "We got some work to do. Now that your roots are down, I want you to go up and whatever you do, I don't want you to compromise again. I don't want you to back down. I'm going to show you exactly what you got to do, and you need to do it right this time." Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did. And to this day, they try to get me back in that cesspool and try to get me to go to his house to drink and roll. Because the minute I do that, I'm paralyzed. And then all that stuff, just like he told Ezekiel, if you do not hoard them, I'm going to hold you accountable. That's what I did. I went to warn him, and now I'm free, you know. My hands are free. My hands are not tied. I'm not responsible for what they do now. That's the ball is in their court, just like he told Ezekiel. If you don't warn them, and if they don't repent, they are going to go out to destruction. Just exactly what that couple did. They died, she died from bone cancer, lung cancer, and he died from diabetes. And that's the way they went down the road a lot. Instead of owning up and admitting it that I was right, what they do, they're going out forever, you know, because they never did exactly what Ezekiel. If they don't repent, they're going to be destroyed. And here's the same thing. I step up to the plate, and to this day, I'm free because I did everything I could. I was willing to put my life on the line, like you were saying. Back then, it cost you something. It could have cost you everything back then when there was a price to be paid. But not one of them wanted to pay the price. A few guys took pot shots at it, but as far as they went, they started voicing their opinion. And then when like chasing a dog, you know, kids chase the dog, and then all of a sudden the dog turns around and then goes after the kid, then they cut and run, you know. It's about the same thing here. He just turn around, send him a threat by my father-in-law, you tell that Leonard to shut up or he's going to come down and he's going to be disconnected. And of course, he cowered, you know. Now he wants to be elder, he wants to be bishop, he wants to be the big boy in the block. But see, back then was the time to show your true colors. Back then was the time to step up to the plate. Now it doesn't cost you nothing anymore. You could write books 10 inches thick if you want. They don't mean nothing. But like you were telling that lady, the germ from that book is missing because there was somebody that stood up to the plate when there was a price to be paid. That book doesn't mean nothing because the main ingredient is missing in it. Mm-hmm. As far as it's just a book. That's all it is.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to let people know the truth, Lord, of all this, Lord, what happened with the Hutterites, Lord, and everything that is involved in it, Lord, and we're just exposing it, Lord, and letting people know the truth, Lord, because it's the truth that sets a person free, Lord. It's not a lie, Lord, and people that are fear-mongered in fear, Lord, that they cannot even stand up when they see something wrong because they're scared of what's gonna befall their way, and that's what religion will do. It puts such fear on people that they're scared, Lord, of taking a stand and doing what is right, Lord. So we just want to expose it all and bring it to the light, Lord, and let people know what really happened back then, Lord, and so that they can be informed, Lord, and know the truth, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.